escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM,
WFAN. Oh, I can't believe it. I am back, Anthony Gallo on the Fan, taking you all the way to 6 a.m. on the greatest radio station on the planet, WFAN, in the greatest city in the world, New York City. And I am on day 455 of Juan Soto Talk as a Met fan. And I think all of us are getting to the point that we are getting delirious. And we're here together. We're going to ride this ride tonight. Hopefully, selfishly, I hope we get some news during the show. But we have to start with my guy, the man of the hour, Juan Soto. And I want to look at this a little bit differently, because what else is there to be said? We obviously know how great the player is, the generational talent. No, I'm not talking Tommy Lugauer. But we sit here, and at some point, I'm assuming in the next 48, 72 hours, one of us, or both of us, as I'm me, a Met fan, but one of us, or both of us, will sit here and be disappointed. Because Juan Soto is not donning pinstripes, or Juan Soto is not coming to Queens. We're going to sit here and think, why did they let this happen? Meaning, ownership, GM, whether it's Cashman or Stearns. And it cannot all rest. Yes, if Juan Soto is not a Met, I will be disappointed. And me being somebody who roots for the Yankee fans when they are not playing the Mets, I would also be disappointed for my Yankee brethren. Not that much, though, because he comes to the Mets, you know. I'm going to be very ecstatic. But trying to be objective here, it'll be very disappointing from a Yankee standpoint also. But it does not define either team. It does not define either ownership. The narrative that this is a legacy moment for Hal Steinbrenner, or this is a legacy moment for Steve Cohen. No, what will ultimately be a legacy moment is what's the product on opening day? What's the product in October? Are we playing in the Fall Classic? Are we winning the Fall Classic? That's ultimately what's going to determine what happens, how we feel, how we view Hal Steinbrenner, who's been here a while, how we view Mr. Big Bucks, Uncle Stevie Cohen. But I can't sit here and tell you that, oh, what, the Mets get Juan Soto, I'm going to be ecstatic for about 2 days. And then I'm going to go, all right, what's next? We are greedy. We are New York sports fans. New York baseball sports fans. Uncapped sport. The only other thing that comes close is European soccer. And we sit here with the two teams outside of the Dodgers with the biggest coffer, with the big bucks. Teams that move mountains to get players like this. And for the Mets, it wasn't like that in the past. You know, Carlos Beltran we lucked into because the Yankees did not want to match the money that the Wilpons gave him. But this is a new era for the Mets. And it's essentially been a new era for the Yankees in the post George world. And Hal's done a fine job. But we'll get to more of that later. But the thought is, this cannot just be about Soto. I'm not going to sit here and tell you, in the moment I will be disappointed, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you, if you're a Yankee fan, if you're a Met fan, that getting Juan Soto is the end of it. Or not getting him is a surefire sign that you're doomed. Because it's not. Both teams have avenues they could go, you know, detours to take to make themselves viable, top-tier contenders. I feel like a lot of the discourse around the Yankees when it comes to getting Juan Soto is more superficial than it actually has to do with baseball. We don't let our guys get away. Once they're in pinstripes, they stay in pinstripes. We're the Yankees. Everyone should be a priority for us. There's no way we can lose a guy like Soto to the little brother Mets. Well, how about what does it do for your team? You lost Juan Soto, an all-star MVP caliber outfielder. It does not matter that you're the Yankees and you're losing this guy, because if you pivot and create a roster that's in the World Series, none of you are going to care. I know the reaction when Robinson Cano left was not the same, because it was more like, well, we can't even blame you. I'll see you later. And for both of these ownerships, which I do not think the Mets are going to get outbid, but that does not mean that they are necessarily going to get Soto. But I do think for both of these ownerships, no matter who he signs with, it'll ultimately be a bad financial decision. It's not our money. Why should we care? So the thought that these, you know, if the Mets miss out because they're only $25 million above the Yankees, or if the Yankees miss out because the Mets went to 770, and I think it's going to be about, you know, just from things I've heard from people I trust, in the 13-year 750, 770 range, whoever signs him. That's what I think it will be. But the thought that both of these teams could go north of 720, and we heard the reports today, I do think they're both the two highest bids, and I do think that that is incredible. The thought that these teams could get to that level, and we are going to crush one of them is going to get crushed. But we're not looking at the bigger picture when we do that. Let's start with the Yankees. We look at their needs. Yankees probably need a first baseman or a third baseman, maybe both. They are going to have to replace an outfielder if Soto leaves. If not, then the outfield is pretty much set with Dominguez, Judge, him, Stanton at times being more of a DH. Do you trust Luke Weaver as your closer? And regardless if you do, you need a lot of bullpen help. You need to strengthen that rotation, not necessarily top-end wise, but you need more depth. You cannot have just six guys like they did this year and hope to piece it together. You cannot just rely on Clark Schmidt and Luis Gil to make it through the season when we don't have evidence yet that they can do that. You cannot rely on an inconsistent Carlos Rodon. You need help in the rotation. Second base is a need. Whether it comes from within or they sign someone, it is a need. And fundamentally sound players, whether off the bench or in the starting lineup, the Yankees need that. They do not need big boppers. After Juan Soto, they will not need big boppers. If they lose Juan Soto, obviously they will need to bring in a big bat. But fundamentals was their biggest lacking area when it comes to position players. So they will need more than just Juan Soto. You don't just re-sign Juan Soto and run it back. That is not the way. That would be very un-Yankee-like, in my opinion. The thought that this is okay. It wasn't okay. It was a weak American League, a very weak American League. And then you got smoked. Both teams got smoked, but you got smoked in the World Series by the Dodgers. And that should be right there, the standard, the Dodgers. Because if someone in the National League beats the Dodgers, they were that good. And the National League is a juggernaut. The Mets were not even, yes, they made the National League Championship Series, but the Mets for most of the year were not even a top four team in the National League. When you have the Phillies and you have the Padres, you have a very good, sound team / organization in the Brewers. The Diamondbacks. There is a lot of talent there. But that should be the standard. You cannot just settle with Juan Soto. And then on the other end of it, when you go to Queens, the Mets probably need more bodies. I would say the needs are of same importance, though. You know, they're going to need a front end, at least another front end and back end. So two starting pitchers, at least one front end and one back end guy. You need bullpen help. Whether Clay Holmes ends up being, which I like that signing, and Yankee fans, take your laps. You should probably learn from last year when you took your laps when Severino and Bader and guys like that signed with the Mets. Relax. He's not going to be the closer. But if he is a seventh, eighth inning guy, he is still very valuable because take away his last 2 months last year, he's still one of the better relief pitchers in Major League Baseball. And I know I'm going to get yelled at by Yankee fans for that, but it's the truth. There is not a lot of consistently good relief pitching, singular relief pitchers in all of baseball. It is a crapshoot. None of the guys that succeeded last year for the Mets, none of the guys for the Yankees are a guarantee to be amazing again. The Mets are going to need a DH, depending on what happens with Alonso or with Juan Soto. No matter what, they are going to need that fill that DH role. They're going to need a corner infielder. If Alonso was not back, they are going to need a corner infielder. Whether they sign a third baseman and move Vientos to first, or they bring back Alonso or sign another first baseman and leave Vientos at third. Vientos can also DH. And if they sign Soto, I would assume trading McNeil and or Marte is the next move after that because they become expendable. And you're asking me who's playing center field? Well, center field is either going to be a platoon of defensive players in a Taylor Siri type role. Acuna could play center field. They love a couple of these guys on the farm. So both teams need much more than just Juan Soto. Because if Juan Soto comes back to the Yankees, they needed all these things to begin with. If Juan Soto comes to the Mets, they still need to replace a bunch of players who left. You know, the Yankees are not just losing Juan Soto. Gleyber Torres is gone. Alex Verdugo is gone. Clay Holmes is gone. Tommy Canley is gone. Well, not currently signed as a Yankee. Tim Hill gone. For the Mets, the list is a bit longer. Martinez, Bader, Winker, Maton, Stanek, who I actually think a couple of these guys, not any of the guys that I just listed, maybe Stanek. Severino signed in Oakland or Sacramento or Vegas, whichever nomadic place they are playing. Quintana, Minaya, Alonso. So there is a lot to replace for both teams. And I do not think one team needs Soto more than the other. I think they both desperately need him. But it will not be the end of the world if he is not back. We will grovel and be sad and blame ownership and whether it's Stearns or Cashman when it comes to the front office on how could you let this happen. After that first initial disappointment for me, I am going to pivot to, all right, what's next? The Mets didn't get Yamamoto last year, which wouldn't have changed anything drastically. The Mets didn't get Yamamoto last year, and my thought was, what's the pivot? I think also something that needs to be stated, maybe more for Yankee fans than Met fans, but we need to trust in Stearns. We need to trust in Cashman. Cashman is the longest tenured front office person, one of the longest tenured, and maybe all of sports. He's also one of the most decorated, one of the greatest ever. He has earned my respect and my benefit of the doubt when it comes to consistency. And David Stearns has shown in Milwaukee and now in his first year in New York that he is a talent finder. He knows how to build a roster. They both deserve our trust in whatever happens in the Soto sweepstakes. And Yankee fans, if you don't get Soto, I know you're going to rip Howe. Mets fans are going to rip Cohen. And I got to be honest, it could get a whole lot worse as owners. Cohen, not for nothing, has shown that he is going to flex his money. He hasn't shied away from trying to sign people. No one had a shot at Ohtani. He was a Dodger. He was never leaving the West Coast. I never even got it in my mind that Ohtani was a possibility. And just because some Met fans thought it was, that's not Steve Cohen's fault. He chased Yamamoto all the way to Japan. He's invested hundreds of millions of dollars into the scouting and analytics infrastructure of this team. He has improved the game day experience. And that doesn't mean anything if you're not winning. I understand that. But I'm trying to put this in perspective. He has chased. Listen, he's whiffed on some guys that he's brought in, but he still brought them in. And then what did he do? He paid for them to go away. See you later. And our farm system will be better for it. We might see the fruits of those labor. I don't even know if that was the right way to say that. But we might see the return on investment this year. We already saw a bit of it with Acuna. We may see Gilbert or Clifford or both get called up this year. So he has done right by me. That's all I can ask. And if you come in here, if they're the highest bidder and you come in here and you're like, why did he go $25 million more? But if he was already the highest bidder, I don't really care at that point. You have to understand, there. If at that point, if you're at this 770, let's say in a fantasy world, the Mets are at 770 and the Yankees are at, I don't know, 745. And he signs with the Yankees. He clearly didn't want to be a Met. He clearly used the Met to draw. And we need to get used to that. Look at it from an NBA perspective. The Lakers, the Knicks, they are always used. Prior to this current iteration of the Knicks, they were always used to drive up trade value on teams. They were never actual suitors for some of these guys. The Cowboys, the Jets sometimes, teams that we know are going to spend recklessly, are always used in the benefit of the player or the benefit of the organization trading a player. So get used to it. And as far as Hal goes, he's spent. And spent. He has allowed the baseball people to do their job. So to turn around and say it's not good enough, and I hate to break it to Yankee fans. The dynasty is a long time ago. It is very hard to win in this sport and win consistently. And you guys have done that. The World Series haven't come, but you guys have done that. You're not the Cowboys. You're not even the Lakers. And yes, I know the Lakers won a Mickey Mouse Cup and the in-season tournament. But you're not those teams. You are consistently legitimate contenders. You're not just floating above. But the similarity in those two teams to you guys is there is this level of, well, we're the Yankees. Every year should be different. Well, that's not the case anymore. It's not the 80s. This isn't the Yankees of the 80s. You're not struggling. But this is a hard time. A lot of people got money. A lot of teams are spending, and spending does not equate. You think the Dodgers just spent to win? Yes, they have three megastars on that team and a lot of talent around it. They also have one of the best, if not the best, farm systems in all of baseball consistently. The Diamondbacks, the last few years, they didn't spend any money. The Rangers spent all that money, and most of the guys, outside, you know, the pitching especially, you know, Simeon and Seager obviously stepped up, but they won a World Series on the backs of Montgomery and Dale Dunning. So this cannot be the end. If Soto was not with your team, yes, be disappointed, but you have to look at the bigger picture. And that goes for both teams. And yes, there will be a panic. Myself will panic at first. But there is so much more that needs to be done, whether you get Soto or not. So the irrational reaction that's going to come is going to be simply that, irrational. Because in October, if the Mets sign Soto, but the Yankees are playing farther, no one's going to care. We'll care now during the winter because the New York football scene is god-awful. No one cares about the Knicks or the Rangers really yet. I mean, I do, but most people are not invested like that yet. I'm sure once Soto signs, we'll start to turn to that, and we will talk about the Knicks' brutal performance against the Pistons later in the show. 888-808-1019. But when you call in tonight, I want to hear some logic from you guys. I know. We're New York sports fans. We're flying off the seat of our pants. We wear our emotions on our sleeves. But you guys have to be realistic. And I got to be honest. I'm not going to look at either ownership group and be like, man, you couldn't spend $780 million. No, I'm going to, you know, understand it. And also understand that just signing Juan Soto does not guarantee a World Series. Bryce Harper has zero World Series. The Phillies have spent a lot of money, zero World Series. And now they got to trade off valuable pieces because they spent too much and it's turned out to be nothing. They've regressed each year. The Angels spent a lot during Ohtani's tenure. Ohtani, Trout, Rendon. That got them nothing. They have one of the longest playoff droughts in all of baseball. We've seen, you know, when Reyes went to the Marlins and they signed all those guys to the Marlins, nothing. The Mets in the mid-2000s or early 2000s with Alomar and Mo Vaughn, Jeff D'Amico, Kevin Apier, Jeremy Burnett, they won nothing. They didn't even sniff the playoffs. The Mets this year, they didn't really spend. Yes, their payroll was high. But take away what Scherzer, what Verlander were getting to not be here. They weren't really spending that much on the roster. And what did they do? They were two wins away from the World Series. So it cannot just be Soto or bust. It cannot just be. Yes, be excited. You get Soto, that's a huge deal. But if you do not get Soto, or if you do, you still have so much work to get done. 888-808-1019. Anthony Gallo, all the way till 6 a.m. We got a lot to get to. After the break, you know, we'll dive a little bit deeper in guys that the Mets should be targeting, the Yankees should be targeting. Also, we'll get to the Knicks. You know, maybe we'll touch a little bit on the college football playoff. Probably not. We'll get to the Giants and Jets also because it is a football Sunday. All that on the Fan till 6 a.m.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.